We are holding Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph on top for the two dots. Again, it says Hayerush Asaymich. Our mission holds that a Yerush, if a father had a korban and the father was mace and the son yarshens the korban, so the son, the Yerush, has to make smicha. He's called the owner now. He has to make a smicha when he brings the korban. Tanya learned this. Tanya Rabbi Chananya Kaime the Rava. Rabbi Chananya learned in front of Rava that Yerush ain't a semich. No, not like our Mishnah. He holds that a Yerush is not semich. It wasn't his korban. He was not makdish to korban. Therefore, when he brings it, he does not have to make a semicha, or he cannot make a semicha. And Yerush ain't a maimer. Who are then if you yarsh in the korban from your father, and if you make tmura now the Yerush, it's not chal. Tmura is only upon the makdish, the one that made the hegdish, and not the one that owns it, not the Yerush that has it now. So more is the question, I have one antenna, and now Mishta says, Hayurish Seimich, or maybe es Nisachov, or Meimar. I now Mishta says, yes, that the Yerush does make smicha, the Yerush does have to bring the Nisachim of the Korban, and no one did if the Yerush makes Tamura, it's Chal Tamura. So it's not like Rav is saying. So, not like Rav Chananya is learning. So Amalei, so Chananya said back to him, Ibchoi, like should I change it around? But I learned that a Yerush is not Samech, should I change it around now because of the Mishnah? Amalei, so Rabbi said back to him, Loi, no, don't change it around. But rather Masnisim, like you're learning, Hishno Mani Rabbi Yehuda, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That the Tony Rabbi Chananya, the Kame, the Rava, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani would learn like this. Yerush Semich, there's the first Mishnah in Tumur, Enechnam, Tanakam, the Mishnah there holds that a Yerush could make Semich, could make a Semicha. And a Yerush Memer, who are then of a Yerush, Yashin's his father's Korban, so if he makes Tumur, it's Chal Tumura. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yerush Ainus Semich, no. Even though you Yashin your father's Korban, you are not complete Bailam now, you cannot make a Semicha, since you were not the one that was Maktish the Behemah. And no one didn't Yerush any Meimer, that if you Yarshin it now and you make Tumur, it's not Chal Tumura. A Yerush cannot be Meimer. Samurah says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the husband Rabbi Yehuda? What does he say? A Yerush cannot make Smicha, cannot make Tumura? Because he Darshin's Korbonoi, the Pasuk says. Mashma, you have to be Makdish to Korban, Korbonoi, and we Darshin Voloi Korban Oviv, and not your father's Korban. Since when you yarshin your father's korban, the pshat was it was your father's korban, he was makdashit. Therefore, the son now cannot make tamura. The son now cannot make a smicha on the korban. Now, this pasuk it says by smicha. So comes that korban of loy korban oviv that the son does not make a smicha on the father's korban. And therefore, Yehuda learns the yalef tchilas hegdish misayf hegdish. I learn now tamura, which is called a tchilas hegdish, from saif hegdish, which is called the smicha, since the smicha, because the smicha that's b'shach the shchita take of the smicha shchita, so therefore ma soif hegdish, just like by the loch of smicha, yerush ein esaymich, that's the Yehuda's drosh of korbanoi, that only on your own korban do you have to make smicha, and not on your father's korban. So Yehuda learns af tchilas hegdish, the same thing that tchilas hegdish by making tumura is Yerush Eina Meimer, or Yerush, even though you Yash in your father's korban, still you cannot make Tamura. That's called Yerush Eina Meimer. For Rabbonim, what do they do about this? How come they say yes, that a Yerush could make Tamura? For Rabbonim, Dash in the Postak of Homer Yomir, is Larabbis says a Yerush. The Postak is an extra time, Homer Yomir, the teaches by Tamura that a son can make Tamura on his father's korban. If you Yash in the korban, you can make Tamura. And therefore, the Rabbanon hold the Yalef Soif Hegdish Metchilas Hegdish. We learn out the Parsh of Smicha from the Parsh of Tamura. And like this, Ma Tchilas Hegdish, just like by the Parsh of Tamura. The Lacher is Yerush Meimer, that a Yerush makes Tamura, is Av Soif Hegdish, or then by the Mitzvah of Smicha, the Rachacham also hold Yerush Seimich, that a Yerush, since now Lamaisi or the Bailam of this Korban, you go boss of Bishas HaKrova, therefore you can make Smicha. Just like you now, the Bailam, you can make Tamura, who are then you also have to make Smicha, since Bishas HaKrova, you're the Bailam. To Rabbonim, the Gemara, yes, now, if so, for Rabbonim though, Hai Korbonim, my Avdilei, what do they do with the Pasuk that says Korbonoi, which is Mashma, you only make Smicha on your own Korban, not on your father's Korban? So tell the Rabbonim, hold, Korbonoi, but like Korbonoi, they're not on a goy's korban. If a goy brings a korban, there's no mitzvah smicha, not even for Yisroel to make a smicha. And korban of le korban chaveroi, that one Yisroel cannot make a smicha on his friend's korban. It has to be the bailim b'shas hakrova, whoever owns the korban b'shas hakrova, he's the one that has to make the smicha. So a yerush lemaisa, you own the korban right now, therefore you can make smicha. It's only yemiyit, not on your chavah, not on your friend's korban. And then the pasuk says, "Korbanah vidashin l'rabbis kol abalik korban l'smicha." Means any person that has a chelik in the korban, that receives a chelik of a kapora from the korban, he's also called a bailim. In other words, it's totally b'shas hakrova who receives a kapora from this korban. If you receive a kapora from this korban, even though you're only a shutif, still you could also make a smicha on the korban. For Reb Yehuda, Fret Gemara, according to Reb Yehuda Shita, l'rabbis kol abalik korban l'smicha. How does he know this? How does he know to say, as long as you have a kapora in the korban, you can make a smicha? So first the Gemara says, could be less late. He doesn't know from this drosh, enechanami. If you're a part owner, maybe you cannot make smicha. You have to be the complete owner, the one that was makdish to behema. Finami or else, could be isla. Yes, could be also agrees to this drosh, that kol bale smicha, kol bale korban. Whoever owns the korban, even though you're only a shutif in the korban, also, but since you are makdish it, b'shas to a makdishit, you were the shutif, you could make a smicha. How does he know this? V'inami islei. But it's like this. Oyvi kechovim v'chaveroi mechode kronavka. From one karbona, he learns out both of them. Karbona means only yours, and not a goy's, and not yechavos. And so isolate trei kroi, the two actions. It says really three times the word karbona. So one, he uses it to take out that a goy's or yechavos korban, you cannot make smicha on. Chad is karbonoi v'le korbanoviv. From Yehuda Darshan, that only on your own korban that you are makdish for yourself, and not on your father's korban, since he was makdish it for himself, even though now when he's mace, you're yerushit and you're the bailim, we do not go bosser hakrova, but rather we go bosser bishas hektish. Such a Yehuda's drosha karbonoi v'le korbanoviv. V'iduch, but there's still an extra word karbonoi left over, l'rabbis comes to include kol l'balik korban l'smicha. Any Baal Korbin for smicha. In other words, if Yehuda agrees to this, that the Baal Bishas, you are makdish to behema, you are a shutif, let's say two or three people are makdish to behema together, so Bishas, you are makdish, if you were three were the owner, so either one of you, since you have a kapora from this Korbin, you can make the smicha. Mashenkein, when your father was makdish, since he was the complete owner of Bishas Hegdish, even though later when he's maced the son Yashins, if you told the son cannot make smicha. Now, for Reb Yehuda, hi homer yomer mayoved lei. What does he do with the extra word of homer yomer? He holds that even by tamur, it's only the father and not the yerush. So, what does he do with the extra word? So, Mar says mi boyle he needs it. La rabbi says to isha. They say that an isha can make tamur on her korban. The Tanya would learn like this. Lefisha kol inyan kuli ein medaber lebaloshin zocher. The old parsha of Tumura only talks about says it v'loshen zocher. If so, Masa finu l'rabba says to Isha, how do I know to be marba even an Isha? If an Isha owns a korban, she can make Tumura on a korban. On this Talmud, we said a pasuk says, Homi Yomir, it comes to be marba that an Isha could also make Tumura. If she makes Tumura on a korban, it's chal Tumura. For Rabbonin, dash they dash nes mivim, says mivim Homi Yomir. And Reb Yehuda of the Yim Ledorah, she doesn't use this drasha of the Yim, therefore he uses Homi Yom to teach us that an Isha can make Tumura, but Enechnam Yerush, since Bishas Hegdish, you are not the owner, that's Reb Yehuda Shita, Yerush cannot be Meimer. Just like a Yerush cannot be Semech, who within a Yerush cannot be Meimer. Now the Mishnah says, Hakil Semchim, means whoever brings his Korbin, if you're the Bala Korbin, you have to make Smicha. Chutz excluding mi cheresh shoyta v'kotin. If a cheresh owns the korban or a shoyta, a cheresh is deaf and dumb, a shoyta is a fool, the kotin on the bar mitzvah, he cannot make smicha. The lam b'nei dayan inu, they cannot do smicha. Now, hu adin also v'suma, a blind person also is potter from smicha. We learn it out from Par Helam Dover, it's a zikne eda from the Sanhedrin how to do it, and the Sanhedrin nobody was blind. For the Kechovim, a goy cannot make smicha. For your Eved and Eved Kenani cannot make smicha. For your Shliach. If you're a shliach, you bring in somebody else's korban, you cannot make smicha. It's a din of the bailim. The owner of the korban has to make smicha and not a shliach. And then what din for your isha? If an isha owns a korban, her own korban, there's no smicha. We hold an isha has no smicha, she does not make smicha on a korban. Now the Mishnah says, even when you have to make smicha, or smicha shiori mitzvah, meaning even if you do not do the smicha, still you have a kaparah. It's like a leftover mitzvah, meaning it's lechatchila to make the smicha, but not b'diyevet, b'diyevet, the korban is still kosher even without smicha. Al harosh, you're supposed to make the smicha on top of the head of the animal of the korban, but there's your dayim, the owner has to use his two hands to put on top of the rosh, the head of the animal. The same place you make the smicha, that's where you're supposed to make the shechita. So in other words, you're supposed to make the smicha inside the azara, in the place where you couldn't make the shechita. Because the klal is, the take of the smicha shechita. Right after smicha shechita. Therefore you're supposed to make the smicha in the mokum, in a place where you couldn't make the shechita right after this. It's more so like this. Bishleim is good to understand why Cheresh Shrei to Bekotin, why they have no mitzvah smicha, the lad b'nei dein inu. They're not b'nei dein inu, they have no chiyah to do the mitzvahs, and therefore they can't make a smicha. Now, Oyvi Kechavim is also good, Nami, the Pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael soimchem midashin, v'yein Oyvi Kechavim soimchem, a goy cannot make a smicha. El asuma my time, what's wrong with the suma? The query is the bardas, why doesn't the suma have to have the mitzvah smicha? So my answer is, Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. It's machlokes. Chadam one says, Asya smicha, smicha mazikni eda. We learn it out from the Par Helam Dovah that it says over there that the zikni eda from the Sanhedrin, they made the smicha. And we know none of the Sanhedrin can be a summa. So if we learn out that a summa, a blind person, cannot make a smicha. The Chadam one says, smicha, smicha meolas riyah. Learn it out from Xerah Shava, from Oilas riyah. Now, Ulamad and Eulish Riyah, we know who's Mechubin and Eulish Riyah, only somebody could see, a Sumra. He's Potter from Eulish Riyah, the Apostle says, Yiro, Yiro, and a Sumra is Potter. Since a Sumra is Potter from this Eulish Riyah, the Korban Eulish, you have to bring on a Yomtif, so what did the Potter from Smicha? Now there's more explains the Machlekis. Ulamad, the Yomami Eulish Riyah, my time lo yalof lo mezikneida, why does he learn out from Zikneida? To tell us that a sumo does not cannot make smicha, Samora says, "Donin yochid mi yochid, v'yein donin yochid mitzibur." He would rather learn that a korban yochid. Here, the Mishnah is talking about a korban yochid, that the owner was a sumo, he's potter from smicha. So he'd rather learn it out from oilas ria. Oilas ria, that's also a korban yochid. A yochid is mechuyim to bring korban oila when he comes to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tov. Still, a sumo is potter from that. So he'd learn out a yochid from yochid and would not learn out from Zikni Eda by Par Helam Dover, because that's a Korban Tzibur. So therefore, one would rather say from Eulis Riyah. Now, the man the Yalaf Mizikni Eda by the man Yom that it says no, he learns out that a Sumer is Potter from a Smicha, from the Pasha of Zikni Eda, is so my time a la Yalaf Mielis Riyah. How come he does not learn out from Eulis Riyah? Samora says, Chorus Morvis Svara, it's Yochid Mi Yochid. Samora says no. Donin midi the cost of bei smicha begufei, the midi the cost of bei smicha begufei. Learn out the pasha of zikni eda. That's by the Par Helam Dover. There it says clearly that the zikni eda they have to make smicha. And by a korban yochid also it says clearly in the pasha of a korban yochid it says v'somach that you have to make a smicha. If so, learn out a korban yochid from this korban tzibah, since both of them says smicha begufei. Yeah, that's called donin midi kosav es smicha begufei mi midi de kosav es smicha begufei. La fuke olas ria to exclude the pasha olas ria the gufa meulas nedova gomra. In the pasha olas ria, when you come to the regular, it doesn't say clearly in that pasha you have to make a smicha. How do we know that the olas regular, the olas ria needs smicha? You learn it out from olas nedova. So therefore, we do not learn out a regular korban from the yochid, from a korban elus riyah, but rather from the korban of a par helam dover. The toni tona kaimid Rav Yitzchak baraba. The Tana learned from Rav Yitzchak baraba. The Bosik says v'yakrev es oila v'yasa kemishpat. Bring the elus riyah, and it should be done like the loch of other korban elus kemishpat elus nedava. That elus riyah at the same malach like elus nedava. Leibniz comes to teach us Alolas choyva she'atuna smicha. Comes teach us that oil, you have a choyv to bring like an oilas ria on yomtiv that needs smicha. So the kid said, does not say it in the parsha itself. Oilas ria needs smicha. It's a limud from a parsha of oilas nedava. So here when one learn out that the sum is potter from smicha, I'd rather learn out the regular korban yochid of smicha from the parsha of helam dava, which says smicha begufei, rather than learning it out from the oilas ria, because there it does not say smicha in the parsha itself. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that for Evet v'Hashliach v'Isha, they cannot make smicha. So Mar says, Tanur Rabbanan, like this. The Pasuk says, Yodoy one time, so v'Darshin v'Lo Yad Avdoy. If you have an Evet Kenani, he cannot make smicha for you. Another Joshua is, Yodoy says, another time the word Yodoy v'Lo Yad Shluchay. Not if you make a Shliach, he cannot make smicha for you. And another time it says, Yodoy v'Darshin v'Lo Yad Ishtoy, and your wife also cannot make smicha for you. So Mar is the question, Kolhan Elomli, what do we have to have all these three drushes for? So Mar says, yes, Tricha, we need the three separate drushes. Why? Because E cost of Rachmona. Chad, the Torah word just wrote one time the word Yodoy. Havimin, I would have thought, the Selim, Muta Yevid. The main one comes to exclude is an Evid, and Evid Kanani cannot make Smicha for the Odin. Why? The love of our mitzvahs. He is not Mechuyiv in mitzvahs. As Moses is shali, we learn out lo la misha is mechuyiv mitzvahs like an isha, but the Torah is like an ish, a man. He's loved by mitzvahs. Abu shliach mashenkin, if the owner of the korban appoints a messenger, appoints a shliach, I would have thought to say the bar mitzvah that first of all he's not a Jew, he's mechuyiv mitzvahs, and also ushluch shlodim kemoisei. Usually when you appoint a shliach, he's mamish like you, and I would have thought to say lismich that maybe the shliach could make smicha for you. Yeah, that's what another person to say, no, Yodev loy hashliach, hashliach cannot make smicha for you. And thirdly, v'yashmin hanetat, who would only hear these two? I would have thought to say the lav kaguf edomi, and not like the goof of the person himself. Avol ishtar, but your own wife, the kaguf edomi, there's always a svar ishtar is kagufay. Your wife is considered like you, eimot tismich. Maybe if it's the husband's korban, maybe your wife can make a smicha for you. Ein matiz, maybe she can make a smicha. Smicha, that's why I need these three psukim, three mutant teachers. No, not only an evan, not only a shliach, but not even your wife cannot make smicha for the bailam. Then it says in the Mishnah that smicha is shira mitzvah. Smicha is sort of like a leftover part of the mitzvah. So Tanur Rabbanan wrote like this. The pasuk says v'samach, and then right away it says v'nirtza. Mashma, you have your kapara. So the question is, v'chismicha mechaperis, is it true that smicha give you the kapora, the forgiveness? V'aloyein kapora ele b'dam? No, the main thing that gives you the kapora is the avodas adam, the zrikas adam is what's grandma the kapora. Shnemer posik says, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's with the dam of the korban that you have your kapora. So what does the posik say, v'somach v'nirtza? Ele rather lemloch, the posik comes to teach us, ele lemloch, shim osel esmicha shuri mitzvah. The Eben Limloch comes to teach us that this pasuk of a samach v'nirtza shemosel a smicha shira mitzvah, that if you make the smicha like a shira mitzvah, means like if you leave it out, it's like a leftover part of the mitzvah, it's like shirayim. If you leave it out, is manol of a kosev kilu lekiper v'chiper. The pasuk considers it like you do not have a complete kapara, but you do have a kapara, meaning to say you don't have a mitzvah min amuvchor. Like the best way to bring the korban is with the mitzvah smicha. But inside you did not do the smicha, no, still you have the kapara. Mora says, V'tanya gabi tnufa, learn the same thing, gabi tnufa, ki ha gab in a similar way. Then what the pasuk says, l'tnufa l'chaper, to make a tnufa lift up the korban, you have a kapara. So the question is, v'chi tnufa mechaperas, is it true? Does the tnufa give you kapara, v'aloy en kapara ele b'dam? Churvika kapara is the dam. Shneim the pasuk says ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's the zrikas adam that gives you the kapara, not the tznufa. So as the pasuk says, letznufa lechaper, and Elohim Loch comes to teach us, Elohim Loch, shemosu letznufa, shirei mitzvah, malo vakasu, kilu lechipa vechipa. So the same type of a drush we have here by tznufa also. And the pasuk teaches us, shemosu letznufa, again, shirei mitzvah, you make the tznufa like a leftover mitzvah, meaning you do not do the mitzvah tznufa, is malo vakasu. The pasuk considers this again, kilu lechipa, as if you do not have a complete kapara, you do not have a mitzvah min amuchor, but our kofon of a chipor, there is a kapara over here. Then it says in the Mishnah al Harosh that you have to make the smicha on the head of the korban. So Tanur Rabban went like this. The pasuk says Yodai al Harosh, that the hand should be on top of the head. So Vidashin v'lo Yodai al Tzavar, and not that the hand should be on the neck here, meaning the neck, the makom hashchita. That's below the head. Another drush is Yodai al Harosh v'lo Yodai al Gabayim, and the hand should not be on the back of the animal. That's also no good. The third drush is Yod Davidashin al Harosh, means the hand should be on top of the head of the animal. That's the mitzvah smicha. And v'lo Yod al Chazo, and the hand should not be on the breast, on the chazo of the animal. That's not the makom to make the smicha, but rather al Harosh, on the head. Samar says Kol Hani Lomli. We don't need these three miyutim for. Samar says yes, three. We need all three of them. Di Kosevach Monechad Abtor. We've just written one. Lemutei Tzavra. I would have thought to say Ikr is mainly the neck, the makom mashchita. That's no good. The Leikoi V'Hadi Rosh is not evil. Level with the head. It's on the bottom part of the neck where they make the shechita. That's not a makom of the rosh. That's not a makom to make smicha. Avol gaboy, but the back of the animal. To koy lahadi rosh, it's level with the head of the animal. Is emaloi tzricha. Maybe that's not so bad. Maybe there you could make the smicha kamashmulano al rosh, on the head and not on the back of the animal. Now the Ashmin Hani trade, who would hear these two miyutim, not the makom atzavra, not the back, mishum de lo yisra b'litznufa, because they have nothing to do with the mitzvah of tenufa. Ava chazor, but the breast of the animal, the yisra b'litznufa, the mitzvah tenufa, to pick up, lift up the breast, eim aloi, maybe there you could make a smicha on the chazor, tzricha, need the three miyutim like that, the daf could be on the head of the korban and not anyplace else. Iborlu, another question like this. Yodai alatstodim maho. What's going to be if your hand is on the side of the head? Not on the top of the head. Let's say on the side where his jaws are. If you put your hands there, that a mitzvah, could you make a mitzvah smicha there or not? So Toshima coming here. The time you learned. Abed biroi, b'rebeloza ben Yaakov. It says over there, b'rebeloza ben Yaakov, that yodai al roisha, the hand has to be on top of the head of the animal, for lo yodai alatstodim, and not on the sides. So mashma clearly, if your hands is on the sides, on the cheeks of the korban, that's not called a mitzvah smicha. Smicha has to be on top of the head. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked a question like this. Matlis mal shetochutz. Let's say he puts a talus or a clothing on top of the head of the korban, and you put your hands on top of the cloth. Is there a chatzitz or not? Does the hands have to touch the rush of the head itself, or could there be a cloth in between? So Toshma coming here, it says Ubavad providing Shaloite Dova Chitzitz Beno Leben Azeb, because clearly can't be a Chitzitza. There'll be nothing dividing between the korban and the hands. So therefore you cannot have a matlis, you cannot have a clothing there, that will be considered a Chitzitza. Then it says the Mishnah Uvishtei Yodayim, you have to use the two hands. Mino Anamili, how do we know this from? Or Mirash Lakish Yomakro, the Pasuk says, V'somach Aaron Eshtei Yodoi. Ksiv. The question really is, Ksiv Yodoi, or Ksiv Shtei, it says Yodoi Mashmoni one him, then it says Shtei Yodoi, it's Mashmatu, it has to come out. So Yidashin Zeb Bonav, this is a Binyanav, Lenav Nir, that Kol Mokom Shinema Yodoi, whenever it says the word Yodoi, Harei Kan Shtam, as if it says two, Achipor b'chua kosev achas, until the Torah says one. So it's here, it's limit all over, and it says the word yodai befrat by smicha means with two, so you have to use both hands b'shah smicha. Ozo rebeloza omru loho shmaito. V'vei medrasha. Rebeloza went over and said over this halach in the base of medrash, and lo yomru mishmeder v'shlokish, he did not say it over the name of v'shlokish. Shomer v'shlokish, v'shlokish heard over the way Rebeloza is saying over this halacha, and they didn't mention his name. The Yikpid got a little bit angry. Omalei, Isakadaitach, Kol Heichad Ichsiv Yodoi. Tartan, in the web it says the word Yodoi, Taka means two. If so, Lomali Lemichtav Yodov, Yodov. How can we have to say the word Yodov? And Akshilei Esrim, Vedalar, he asked him like 24 questions, 24 different sukkim, where Taka says the word Yodov. It says, Yodu Tviyenu, Yodu Ravloi, Shikoles Yodov. Sishtrik kept quiet, he didn't answer him. Lebos of the Nach died after Rosh Lakish's mind and became appeased. Omle said back to him like this, my time ali, Yodov desmicha kamri. And desmicha namik sivim asmichosat says, the yismach es yodav olav, v'yetzaveyu. So that's chur besmicha by a person, it's meant to say back, smicha de behema kamri, we're talking about smicha by a behema. So therefore, really the answer, what he meant, like Rosh Lakish first started off to say, it's a binyan av over here. It's a binyan av for the mitzvah smicha, the teacher all over, that even though when it says the word yodai, singular, also means two. And I hear by smicha sodom, that's something else. He's talking about smicha de behema. According to that's what Rosh Lakish meant to say at the beginning here, it's a binyan av, that even though it also says the word yodai, by smicha it means two. Then the Mishnah says, V'mokim she'semchim shechetim, the same place you make the smicha, that's where you should make the shechita. Why? Because the klal is take of the smicha shechita. Right after smicha, you're supposed to do the shechita. My klam, what does the Mishnah mean to say? What does the Mishnah mean to say? That v'mokim she'semchim shechetim, the same place where you make the smicha, that's where you're supposed to make the shechita. Why? Because the klal is she'take of the smicha shechita. Right after smicha, you're supposed to do shechita. Therefore, you should do the smicha in the same place where you're going to do the shechita. Now the Mishnah says, Choymer b'smicha b'tenufa. In certain malachis, the smicha is more chomer than the mitzvah tenufa, lifting up the parts of the animal. Uve tenufa, b'smicha, in certain things, there are chomers in tenufa, lifting it up over smicha. She'echod meinat v'chol ha'chaverim. If you have a korban, a shutfus, so one person makes the tenufa for everybody. Don't have to have everybody make the tenufa. But v'yein echad semich lechol achaverim. We have a korban neshutfis. You cannot have just one owner to make smicha for everybody. But rather, everybody that has a shutfis, everybody that has a kapor in this korban, they have to make their own smicha. This is a chumra of smicha over tenufa. Now, choyme b'tenufa. What is the chumra of tenufa over smicha? She'a tenufa neheges. The korbanos hayochad, the korbanos hatzibur. It applies both to a korban tzibur, both to a korban yochid, and also b'chaim uveshrutim. Certain times it's tenufa when the animal is still alive, and certain times it's b'shrutim when the animal is dead already. Uvedavish yesh b'ruachayim, uvedavish ein b'ruachayim. It applies both to korbanos, animals that have a ruachayim, and also to menachis. The mincha also has a mitzvah tenufa. That has no ruachayim. The mincha saimer has a mincha tenufa to it. Ma'ashenkin besmicha. Ma'ashenkin, the mitzvah smicha does not apply to menachis. It only applies to animals. And the wadim was smicha does not apply to a korban tziba. So again, so these are chumras of tenufa over smicha. The tenufa applies both by korban yochid and by korban a tziba. Hodin liyach ha'ashchit, you could have a tenufa, and who would by menachis also. Ma'ashenkin smicha did not have by menachis, you did not have liyach ha'ashchit, and you did not have it by a korban tziba. Here, now we're holding up tzadik dalet. The Gemara says, turn around, but one like this. Korbonoi, the pasuk says, so we darshin l'rabbis kobale korban l'smicha. That anybody that has an ownership, has a shutfis in the korban, that you receive some kapor from this korban, you have to make your own smicha. Because otherwise, shiyachol, I would have thought to say, for loydinu, it's a svara. Oma tenufa shenisrabso b'shutin. Nismato b'chuborin madich tenufa. That has a ribu b'shutin. Even after the animal is mate, you have to make a tenufa b'chazor b'shoik. Still there's a locha that you do not, by a chabur or shutfis, it's enough for one to make the tenufa for everybody. You do not need a separate tenufa by all the shutfim. If so, smicha by the mitzvah of smicha, shalein nisrabsa b'shutin, there's no mitzvah shchuta, and there's no mitzvah smicha after the animal is mace, only when the animal is alive. If so, ein odin, isn't it a svar to say, shetismayit b'chuborim? In the case we have shutfus in the korban, you should not have to have everybody make a smicha. It should be enough just for one to make a smicha of everybody. Or this Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, korbanoi, l'rabbi is called l'bali korban l'smicha. That anybody that has a shutfus in this korban that receives some kapora from this korban, he has to have a smicha. If Gemara is asked the kasher, so fitis rabba tenufa v'chuborin. So now I should also say that if you have a korban b'shutfis, so everybody should have to make their own tenufa all the bailim. And really should be mekal v'chaymif, mekal v'chaymif smicha. Well, ma smicha, madach by the mitzvah of smicha. Shlein yisrab, so b'shutin, there's no mitzvah smicha. After the animal is maced by a shchuta, nisrab, so b'chuborin, still we say every shutif has to make his own smicha. If so, tenufa, the mitzvah of tenufa, shenis rapsa b'shchutin is a ribut to say b'tenufa, that everybody, shenis rapsa b'shchutin, that even after shchita, still there's a mitzvah tenufa to lift up the chazor b'sheik. If so, ain't it, isn't it a svar to say shenis rapsa b'chiborin, that there should be a ribut b'chiborin, that everybody, all the shutfim should have to make their own tenufa, not just one for everybody. So Morris says no. The reason why we don't say this is mishum d'layefshur. It's not possible. It's not possible to say that a korban a shutfis, everybody should have to make their own tenufa, because heichidam, what heichilev, how should we do it? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.